After measuring Paul Groom's blood pressure, nurse Beth Thompson gives her patient the liquid antibiotics needed for his recovery from a hip operation. They chat while they wait for the medicine, administered through a catheter, to make its way into Mr. Groom's body. It is a scene one would expect to find in a hospital, but in this case, Mr. Groom is being treated in the comfort of his own home by Miss Thompson and her colleague Kerry Davies. "This is so much better than being in hospital," said Mr. Groom. "I hate being in hospital, and these girls do a marvellous job." Previously, Mr. Groom would have had to go to hospital for his post-operative treatment, but he is now one of several patients who are being treated in the community through a new scheme called Home Ward. Funded by Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG, and run by Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust, this scheme aims to keep patients out of hospital and in their own homes, a key aim for the NHS. Community nurses, practitioners and healthcare assistants visit patients, often daily, to give treatment and monitor progress. A quick look at the figures shows why health chiefs are following Home Ward's progress so closely. Since April last year, the service has stopped an average of 23 admissions to an acute hospital such as the Norfolk and Norwich per month. It is also estimated that Home Ward has prevented an average of 7 A&E attendances per month. And by September, nearly 7,500 visits have been carried out, with teams treating an average of 16 patients per day. The scheme has also helped the CCG save much-needed money. Miss Thompson said, "We have had so many referrals. We have gone over capacity, 42 visits per day before, because we've wanted to keep patients out of hospital." Being treated at home instead of hospital makes a world of difference to Paul Groom. The former bricklayer of Cossey says the nurses do a wonderful job and is thankful he can recover from his operation at home instead of a hospital ward. Mr. Groom had a second hip replacement in November, but needs antibiotics as part of his rehabilitation to combat potential infections. The antibiotics are administered through a peripherally inserted central catheter, which is set up by the nurses. "The staff are very friendly at the hospital, but I still didn't want to be there," he said. "I'm glad I could come home when I did. It's so much better to be in your own lounge and bedroom." Currently, Home Ward is only provided in the Norwich area, though there are similar schemes running elsewhere in the county, for example in the Great Yarmouth and Waveney region. Mr. Groom believes Home Ward should be expanded to the whole of Norfolk. While they visit Mr. Groom, the nurses also monitor his blood levels and can report any escalating health problems to his GP or consultant at the hospital. The whole process takes around 30 minutes. "If it wasn't for Home Ward, he would have stayed in hospital," Beth Thompson, his community nurse, added. "All our nurses carry an anaphylactic kit in case anything happens while we're treating people at home, but we have never had to use it." Her colleague, Kerry Davies, said, "I like being in the community. It feels more personal to see patients in their own environment as opposed to at the hospital."